You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. Hump day on Sabres Live, and still no game four. What was that?
Hump day. Steve. Is it Steve, the guy that in the commercial?
Oh my
I think
gosh.
It is. What? Oh, Mike, you're right. Thank you. Producer Jeff would know these things. That's why. Mike. What day is it? It's hump day.
Do we? What a start. I mean, this is fitting because I had no clue.
Yeah.
If you didn't know already.
It ran. So because you watch TV on mute, you don't know when the commercials are on. You kind of like.
Oh, but, I know when they're on. I know I'm not.
Yeah, but you don't hear them. And that is one of those where you would always hear it. And like, you're like, oh, there's a commercial again at some day. With the camel walking into the office. That's the way it goes.
You know what was not on mute last night? Or who was not on mute for me last night?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Halsey.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto, last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
I've renamed the venue. It's known as Budweiser, but it's Bugweiser from here on out. There. The clouds and clouds, just everywhere you look, everybody is in the same boat. It's like they're swatting whatever types of, you know, flying insects were around. But I'm assuming.
Was it the same as 2000? I'm just Googling it quick. 2007.
Oh, that baseball game?
When Jabba Chamberlain couldn't even pitch for the Yankees in Cleveland because the bugs were so bad.
So crazy.
Like, he couldn't pitch. He could not pitch at all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking during the course of the show, was like, how, if, you know, it has any effect on the performers on stage, because last summer at Outer Harbor, it was really bad the night the Counting Crows were headlining, and Adam, lead singer, at one point had to kind of make reference of it. He's like, what'd you all have for dinner tonight?
A little protein.
And then he's like, tell you what I've had. And all the bugs that he've been swallowing up there. So, yeah, I sympathize. But Halsey was on fire as usual. It was another, although I'm 0 for 2. So my oldest Izzy and I, you know, had the great fortune of seeing her just a few weeks ago in at the Hollywood Bowl
in California.
And so, like, Halsey's just kind of like this artist that I like. I'm not super deep into like knowing the catalog. Like, I'm terrible with song titles to begin with, even with my favorite artists. But when she came out with Ego, you know, as a single last year, I was kind of like fired up. Like, she's on my list. Artists I haven't seen. Can't wait to hopefully, you know, see her in 2025. Well, she is offering, you know, variations of the set list every night.
Yeah.
I'm 0 for 2. I did not get Ego.
Oh, no.
On either of the shows. Now, she's only played it once on this tour so far. So the irony is it was in Nashville, which is like my other home. So I should have went to Nashville to see her, but no, it was great. It was
no, that's good. And it makes you want to go one more time and try to catch that. So that's the thing. Keeping you on the hook here, Duffer.
There is.
That's what music does. Mm-hmm. And that's what sport does, right? Sports, like, they keep you on the hook. You go to a good game, you want to get back. Sometimes you go to a game, it wasn't great, but there, I want to go back and catch a better one. So it keeps you on the hook all the time. Yeah. So that's that. Hey, one thing that we put out on social right now, it basically a fill in the blank Wednesday, as blank as the NHL player team situation you are keeping an eye on. I said it probably what feels like 8 months ago, but it was more like 2 months ago, because when the season ended April and we're like already in mid-June, mm-hmm. Is Chris Kreider. Yeah. I felt like Chris Kreider, I played with Kreids. I know that the talk was the Rangers want to move. They moved on from Trouba. When they send a memo to the teams that they were wanting to trade a few players, Kreider was apparently one of those guys. It didn't happen last year, but I felt like I would want to explore this Chris Kreider thing. Now, it looks like the Anaheim Ducks will be the team that will, in the end, probably make the best pitch to get Chris Kreider.
That might be fudging the truth. He has
to approve the deal, right? So maybe Kreider has a say into where he wants to go.
But they're not offering very much based on the
rumors.
No, it's
basically a second-round pick last year and another second-round pick in the upcoming draft. Like,
so there's a lot of layers to this.
Yes.
Discussions with the player, regardless of what your no trade is, what would actually be of interest to you right now? How far away can we move him so he doesn't hurt the Rangers on a regular basis, right?
About as far as you can get.
About as far as you can go. And so, yeah, like this, like, Marty, I'm super into this conversation based on how into it you've been for a while. And like, these are the things that some, like, we talk about so much stuff, but every now and again, I'm sure you feel it in me and I do with you. Like, there's a respect, there's an appreciation, there's something that you obviously love about Kreider, which I respect and I want to hear more of. And so the fact that this is kind of inched along and you've kept it like dangling a little bit there in your interest, and I think our collective from an audience interest standpoint, now it almost gets to like, whether it was close, real, indifferent, as far as the interest, you know, from the Sabres, it's like, it kind of becomes what almost all sports fans do in situations where a player moves from one team to the other. It's like, well, what could we have offered? What could we have done here? What would have been a fair offer? What would have been? And that's why I think my first blush reaction to, you know, when you were saying it was like, I don't think the Ducks are offering that much. Yeah. But sometimes you're just not in the ballpark because the Rangers maybe, and or maybe Kreider has Buffalo
don't
on the list.
Don't want to trade to Buffalo. Don't want to trade to the New Jersey Devils.
It's done before it ever starts.
Don't want to trade to the Florida Panthers. It's like, well, we don't want to trade you to these teams, so we're not going to do it unless they put an offer that would completely knock our socks off, but then the player still has to approve it because of his no-trade protection. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of layers. You're 100% right. Look, Kreider last year still had 22 goals, but only 8 assists. He only had 30 points, coming down from 75 the year before. Mm-hmm. And he played in 68 games. So he didn't play all of them.
Not at full health, though.
Full health. But he still managed 22 goals. Right. I'll take the 22 goals, right? Like, that's what you're getting. You're getting a guy that's probably going to score you, if healthy and plays all 82, 30. He scores you 30. I guarantee you, Chris Kreider, healthy, scores you 30 goals at the very least.
Even now, in the next 2 years?
Yeah, because a lot of it are power play. They're Dave Enderchuk type goal. He relies on two things.
Yeah.
Power play net front. That's what he does well. And he still has great speed. He still has great speed where he gets in down the wing, shot, rebound, or shot goal. Like, that's what he does. It's not the stick handling. It's never been. It's never been like, I'm going to be this playmaker. You know, when he gets an assist, it's because the puck hit him in front of the net and went to somebody else, or he shot, rebound, and it went in. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at Chris Kreider as this is what he does, and this is what he does best. And if you're the Anaheim Ducks and you're looking at how do we take the next step, right? We've got some good players, young players, but how do we take the next step? I think Chris Kreider makes the perfect sense for them. It's 2 years. It's not a ton of money. It's just over $6 million, six and a half. So,
well, it's nothing to the Ducks based on how much cap space they have at over $40 million.
Yeah, and maybe that's the point of saying to the Rangers, we're the Anaheim Ducks. We can take the full contract, but we're not giving you much for it. Like, if they were to retain $2 million, if other Sabres said, we want you to retain, then all of a sudden that prospect and that second-round pick may become a little bit more pronounced, because they're retaining some value in this. They're needing a value in return.
Of course, the next layer, potentially beyond, dare we say, imminent. Do you think it's imminent? Like, this potential transaction, right? Rangers and Ducks.
I think if we've got all the pieces and the information on it, I think it's pretty imminent.
Okay. But could two things be true here?
Always.
Could this deal, Kreider to the Ducks, actually bolster each team's position when pursuing Mitch Marner? The Rangers get cap space. The Ducks show they're serious. And they're not saying, hey, Mitch, come in and help out our young guys. Like, we're going to keep adding veteran pieces, so you come in here and we're actually ready to go. And you think we closed some ground last year in the Western Conference? Look at us this year. We're actually going to be real and in the top eight.
Okay. I like that idea for the Anaheim Ducks, because I think, like you said, they have a ton of cap space and they're putting together a pretty good squad and some pieces that are continuing to develop. They went and got Joel Quenneville as a coach. He hasn't coached in a while, but, you know, since Florida. But when he was in Florida, that team was on the way up. They actually took a dip before coming back to where they are right now. Mm-hmm. He was at the start of that. So I think that in Anaheim, it could definitely work. If you're Mitch Marner, I'm looking at it. If you're Mitch Marner and you're looking at the Rangers, I feel like the Rangers would have to make another transaction. And another name out of Manhattan that has been mentioned is Alexis Lafreniere, former first overall pick. Remember the 2020, you know, draft, which was COVID happened in March. We're doing the first remote draft. That's Lafreniere sitting at home. The Rangers win the lottery. It was that crazy lottery because of the summer, you know, playoffs, the bubble playoffs. And then it wasn't a team that missed the summer bubble. It was a team that first got eliminated in the play-in rounds. And it was so the Rangers ball came up top, the logo, they get first overall. Woohoo! We're going to draft Alexis Lafreniere. It's been up and down for him. Had a great start last year, signs the extension, cooled off after. So now he's starting, what is it, a 7 or an 8 year? It's a 7 year deal at $7.45 million a year.
Who wants that this year right now?
Huh?
Who wants that right now?
Exactly. Who wants that? Now, there's teams, I would think, that are going to say, We'll throw a
Chicago would. Chicago would.
Chicago would.
Wouldn't they?
Yes. There's teams. There's teams that would throw in a second round pick to the Rangers. Here's a second rounder. We'll take Lafreniere in his full contract. And I don't know if the Rangers would say yes, but if the Rangers want to make space by trading 6.5 of Kreider and by moving to 7.45 of Lafreniere, that's $14 million right there. You turn around, you take that money, and you give 12 or 13 to Marner. Like, maybe you can do it, but the Rangers need to make another move. But and I think Lafreniere is the one. If I was the, you know, looking around and saying Kreider's going to go to Anaheim potentially, who's the next movement? It's not Zibanejad. It's not Panarin. They just acquired JT Miller. You know,
no,
the next guys
Keon...
on the payroll up front are Lafreniere and Kreider. They're the two that would be going.
Right, but Keandre Miller, obviously, it, with the expectation of his, you know, next
contract
is very much in the rumor mill as well. But you just mentioned Panarin. Like, you can't make this Marner decision without knowing what you're committing to with Panarin, or if you're not committing at all.
Yeah, because it's last year of his deal at $11.5 million. So,
like, what do you think he's worthy of moving forward?
I mean, Panarin is 33 years old.
That's my reasoning for the question.
Now, he had 120 points 2 years ago. Unbelievable. 49 goals. Unbelievable season. He still almost got 90 points this year. I don't think you're going to get 100 plus out of Panarin. But if you get 90 or close to 90 for the next 3 or 4 seasons, from the time he's 33 to 30.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
37. Is that still worth $10 million? Is that are you asking him to take a little less to stay in New York? Mm-hmm. Or is he walking in free agency and saying, well, everybody's going up, the cap's going up, I want 12. Because I hit 122 years ago. I want $12 million. I want more than what I'm making. I think the ball is in Panarin's camp when it comes to that. I really, really feel that's if he wants to take a little bit less than what he's making now, the Rangers would be welcome. Let's keep it going. We just got JT Miller. We got Mike Sullivan as a coach. Like, we think this is going the right direction. Adam Fox should be better this year. Let's go in that direction. But if he wants 12, 13, then no, you can't give a 33, going to be 34 at the end of the year, $13 million, $14 million at this stage. I just don't see it.
So how does any and all of what we've talked about and Nick Hague and Jason Robertson and affect the Sabres today?
So when we ended the show yesterday, or maybe it was during a commercial break, we were talking, And I know the fans, they want to see big change. They want to see big change when it comes to the Sabres. Last year, this time of year, everybody's talking and tweeting the insiders, the Darren Dreger and Shayna Goldman. The Sabres are going to be aggressive. Okay, they were aggressive by adding McLeod, adding Malenstein, adding Lafferty, adding Zucker, right? They were aggressive in a secondary role. Mm-hmm. There was new bodies, new players, and I feel like Zucker was great. I feel McLeod was great.
Good. I think we need to reserve greatness for higher than that. Remember?
I'm not saying he was greatness. I'll say good.
Thank you.
He played above expectations, and McLeod played above expectations. And
hey, good show once in a while, I'm not going to the Hall of Fame. You don't have to call it great.
Well, yeah, but it's relative to expectations, as producer Jeff is saying in our chat. So I'm going to say, you know what? When the
what
bar
is my
a
percentage
lower,
relative to expectations of actually delivering a good show? Don't answer that.
Don't answer that. So I felt like Malenstein played to a role that I felt like it was good. So there was some movement. But now I'm looking at the roster and I'm saying, I don't see movement much up front. They added Josh Norris. They traded Dylan Cousins. Like, you got Yuri Kulik now that's a full-time NHL player. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything up front is pretty much in the right place. For me, the aggressive nature of the Sabres will be on the back end and or in goal or a combination of both. Bo Byram is, you know, there's an aggressive, you know, kind of push there. What is going to happen with Bo Byram? RFA, is there going to be a trade? Owen Power, Matthias Samuelson. There's a lot of, like, getting a right shot defenseman. There's a lot back there. So all the players we're talking about, Jason Robertson, we're talking about Chris Kreider, Alexi Lafreniere, Mitch Marner, they're all forwards. I just don't see the Sabres being aggressive up front because you have in-house things to do. You have J.J. Paterka to sign. You have Alex Tuch to potentially get an extension. There's so much there already in-house to do. I don't see more coming from the outside.
You say that, and you're obviously not wrong when discussing the defense because of how most people view it and a desire for more of whatever and maybe more left-right balance and all that. But instinctively, I go back to the start of the show, not the Halsey part, but the Chris Kreider part. And like, there's a reason Kreider was like sneaking out of your lips all the time, because you keep looking at what they can do to really fortify the top six.
Top six winger has been on the list.
I don't think this is like, we're really just kind of focused on D and stabilizing goaltending, whatever. I think every piece is in play here, and you're obviously going to be going down multiple paths here in the quest for improvement and significant leap. So I don't know, like this, like to me, this Kreider thing almost, I hope it opens the floodgates a little bit. If, you know, obviously the calendar on its own is going to do that within the next 3 weeks. But if Dallas, and they are taking calls on Robertson, mm-hmm. and I mean, you know, we mentioned as soon as the Robertson thing and the emphasis on Dallas and what do they do next before and after firing their coach, it was what other kind of cap relief can they find? And I immediately said Mason Marchment. Yep. And I still think Mason Marchment here. Again, well,
David Pagnotta at the fourth period is reporting that they are taking calls on Jason Robertson.
He's got clauses
being told
to prevent
that they are shopping Mason Marchment. Right. Whereas, you know, he's
going to have a say in it, though.
Mason
where
Marchment
he goes.
Will?
Yeah. And I don't care what Mason Marchment is thinking he's in line for contractually beyond this year. I just want, you know me, I covet players who are on the final year of a deal, because that usually see Kings, Gavrikov, like he is up here potentially salary wise now because of what he just did in his final year entering unrestricted free agency. And so like, give me Mason Marchment wanting to
see Alexander Semin year after year after year when he was in the last year of his deal, all of a sudden he looked like a $15 million player, but Mason Marchment has a 10 team, no trade, and he's in the last year of his deal and he's a UFA at the end of the year. So there's a little risk, but again, if Dallas is looking to shed some cap space, you're doing them a favor. Sorry, but I'm offering you a third round pick for Mason Marchment. And, you know, if you want to make it work, you make it work. Let's see what else you're getting for Mason Marchment at this point. Maybe it's a little mini bidding war, but I'm taking a $4.5 million player that you want to trade to get cap space, who's going to be UFA at the end of the year. I'm not mortgaging my future for that just yet. Let's go through the process and see. But I would add him. I would add him. You know me. I would add that player to play in my middle six, to be up and down, like, you know, move around. Mm-hmm. And there is a very edgy side to Mason Marchment that feels like it would be something very attractive.
And what is even defined as like moving is like a piece of the future? Like, just rewind to last year and your prospect pool, and you move Matt Savoy for Ryan McLeod, right? Like, okay, so who's this year's Matt Savoy? And do you not like Mason Marchment as much as Ryan McLeod?
I like Mason Marchment probably more than Ryan McLeod at the time.
I think most people would instinctively say that. And that's nothing against Ryan. He did, again, to your point earlier about Zucker, probably came in and exceeded expectations.
Yeah. And like you say, like now I'm like, okay, I like McLeod a lot, but what he did, but put McLeod on the Oilers, put Marchment on Dallas. Which one do you like better? Yeah, I would have said Marchment. Like that would have been my first instinct to say Marchment.
Yeah.
Now, again, I will say this for all of those that were like, oh, I can't trade Matt Savoy. Can't trade Matt Savoy. He's a first round pick. He's going to be great. How many of you, after Matt Savoy was traded, have followed up on Matt Savoy to say, you know what? Sabres let one good one go. They should not. Like Matt Savoy.
He had a very good year.
In the AHL.
Yes.
Right?
Which is where he never got to be with Buffalo.
He never got to be there. He never got to develop. But I don't care if Matt Savoy has a great year in the AHL.
Right.
I'm looking at what can we get at the NHL level that's going to be good now. And the same thing moving forward. I really feel that, again, going back to I think the focus is on the blue line and the crease moving forward for the Sabres. I don't care if it is Isaac Rosén or I kind of don't want to move Kostas Lanius just yet because he's still young and his contract is sliding and you got him for more years of development. But I don't care what prospects or what pick you're moving to be able to bolster your blue line or to go get a Mason Marchment or whatnot. I don't care.
Right.
Because I want to see the impact in Buffalo next year more than, oh, this guy would be good in 5 years for the team. Who cares in 5 years? And that's the same thing with Matt Savoy.
I agree. And yet, all that being said, I think Savoy, I thought it before, and I think everybody in the Oilers organization is very happy with the developmental year that he had based on cap considerations and all the rest of it. I think Matt Savoy is destined to walk into a great opportunity when he becomes a full-time Edmonton Oiler. A great opportunity.
That's because they will be spending $30 million on Draisaitl and McDavid. So they'll have to have players like Savoy to fill in the gaps.
Yes. And Evan Bouchard.
And Bouchard. Yeah, obviously.
Like, again.
So we're talking $40 million for three players.
Easily.
Yep.
Yeah.
McDavid will be close to $18 million. Draisaitl's already got his deal, and Bouchard's going to be 10-plus.
Right.
So, yeah, you're talking about over 40.
And I think, you know, you mentioned Roseanne. That's just that this could be anyone. And I think you can't even do a side-by-side fairly. Like, if you swapped out last year's trade and put Roseanne instead of Savoy, like, they're both first-rounders. Roseanne has more pro pedigree and annual escalation in production, right? So these are fair names to be offering up for not the superstar, but for the depth that you're craving, the versatility that you're craving, whether you're focused on the blue line or up front.
You don't need, okay, I mean, if Mitch Marner called the Sabres on July 1, his agent calls and says, that's the place I want to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, like I'm going to figure a way to try to make it work. But I'm not going.
Shouldn't be that hard. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be that hard.
It wouldn't be that hard. But I'm just saying, I'm not necessarily looking for that option right now when I look up front, because there's Tage Thompson. There's Josh Norris now healthy for a season. I want to see that. There's Alex Tuck. There's JJ Peterka. You know, there's a lot of pieces. Zucker and Greenway has depth, and there's a lot of pieces that work for me up front that can even take another step forward. Mm-hmm. If a superstar wants to be added and wants to come here, great. I'll make it work. I'll look at it. But I'm definitely looking. Look, we'll talk about the Norris vote. Rasmus Dahlin finished sixth. His best result in the Norris, it was announced this morning. Kale mm-hmm. McCarr wins. But like, I think we need to start to look at Dahlin in his best years now. We need to be able to make that defense work. And I don't care which way you're taking to make the defense work, but if Rasmus Dahlin is entering his best years of his career, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that the group of six on the back end is exactly what you want. And I don't care what the price is. That's the focus right now.
You can see Dahlin and company for every single home game. Season ticket membership starting at just $23 per seat. Of course, season ticket memberships offer discounts, exclusive events, much more. Learn more about plan options at sabres.com/membership. Marty teased it. We'll talk defense, the Norris voting, what lies ahead eventually when the Stanley Cup returns to action. It's only a day away, folks. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.